Our scripture lesson this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and it's found on page 955 in the Pew Bible if you would like to find it and follow along. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and if you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. When life gets hard, what do you do? How do you respond in those difficult times? Sooner or later, we all experience those moments in our lives where we come up against the rough side of life, where we will experience the difficult times for whatever reason. When we lose a spouse, when we lose someone close to us, when we lose someone that we love, and as we feel the pain in our hearts, that's a very difficult time. When we have issues at work, maybe not a nice boss, maybe the work that is given you is too much, maybe it's too challenging, maybe there are finance issues in your homes that's really making it difficult and you just don't see a way out. Maybe you are having a difficult time, you may be having a difficult time in your relationships, whether it be a spouse or a friend or a neighbor, where it just doesn't seem to be a way out. What do you do? How do you respond? One of the famous psychologists commented on this, saying that when people run up against life and find it too much for them, says one swears, one gets a headache, one gets drunk, and one prays. I think that sort of sums up how we react when we are faced with difficult times and challenges. So, when you fall in those hard times, what do you do? How do you respond? Do you give up as you feel overwhelmed with fear? Do you swear? Do you lash out in anger and hostility? Do you try to find someone to blame? Do you give in to the bitterness? Do you run away? Do you hide behind some illness? Do you drug yourself? or do you pray? Do you consider the problem prayerfully and listen for God? What do you do? Now, it's interesting to note that when the writer of Matthew's Gospel wanted to capture the meaning of Christmas, the meaning of Jesus' birth in a single word, he did something very interesting. He reached back into the Old Testament and he pulled out this old word, dusted it off, and he used it to convey the meaning of the birth of Jesus Christ. The word is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, as he was quoting from the prophet of Isaiah. Matthew is telling us that's what the birth of Jesus is all about. That's what Christmas is all about. As it was written, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Just as you saw with Ryan trying to reach the star, you know, it does not help him. I could be standing here all day and tell Ryan, Ryan, it's so easy to reach the star. Why can't you reach it? Well, he can't. Well, at least not today, right? It's impossible for him to reach that star. But when Grandpa came, he lifted him up and helped him to touch it. That's basically what Christmas is, that we could not get there. We could not do it on our own, but God came down to our level in a little babe that was born and laid in a manger. And by doing that, it was just like coming and lifting us up, so that we can touch the stars, that we can face our challenges, that we can get the help that we need to live our days every day. That's what Christmas is. God Emmanuel. When Jesus became human and lived among us, see, he wasn't living among us as a God, but he came and lived among us just like one of us, as a human. He did not walk on air, although he did walk on water. He walked among us. He suffered what we suffer. He laughed for the same things that bring us laughter. He was tempted, just as we are tempted. And this is what Matthew means by when he says, God Emmanuel, God with us. That what we feel, what we experience, the difficulties that we endure through, all of these, all of our human experiences are not apart from God. But God came down to us, and he was part of all of our experiences. That's what it means by God with us. Oftentimes we say, well, God is way up there, out there. And sometimes we may feel like, oh, it's easy for God because he's up there with his all the powers. See, God sent Jesus to be birthed, to be born. And not just God sent Jesus, but God sent Jesus to the point where he was born in the lowliest of the state. I mean, even in Jesus' days, even in those days, I don't think there were too many babies who were born and laid in a manger among the sheep, because there was no place for them to stay. And so that's where he began his earthly life. And I'm sure growing up, he played with children in his town, got into all the little scuffles that we may have gotten into, experienced the joys, the loss, the difficulties, the challenges. And then, as he gave himself for us on the cross, he experienced unspeakable torments that most of us would never even dream of. So God is with us. And when we accept Christ into our lives, we can be sure that anything and everything that I may have experienced in my own life, that Jesus understands. Jesus knows how it feels. Jesus knows the pain that's in our hearts. That Jesus knows the intricacies of all the things that are involved, because he has lived it. And that's why God can confidently say that God is with us. See, another thing about God with us is that as we accept Christ into our lives, into our hearts, nothing, not even death, not any kind of difficulty can separate us from God and his love. That's another meaning of God with us. There's nothing that can separate us. So Paul writes in Romans, he says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord." Not only God knows us well enough to know our difficulties, our pains, our challenges, but another thing is that God loves us in a way that nothing can tear us away from that love of God. That's what it means when we hear God Emmanuel, God with us. See, throughout the Bible, we could see the example of many people of faith, our ancestors of faith, who have claimed that God is with us and has gotten through the most difficult times as their faith in God Emmanuel gave them the strength and the courage, sustaining them through their difficult, challenging moments. You remember Moses? As Moses is leading the Israelites out of Egypt to a promised land. You know, they just came out of Egypt a few days ago, and already they're facing difficult challenges. They have the Egyptian army following behind them. And now they see this Red Sea right ahead of them. There's no way, no place to turn to. What do you do when you are faced with that kind of challenge? I'm sure many of you, in your lifetime, you experience difficulties just like that. You have the Pharaoh's army coming behind you, and you have sea in front of you, and you have no idea where to turn. Moses did not give up, but he prays. And what does God do? God splits the sea, opening up a path so that the Israelites can pass. Do you remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Those are the three friends of Daniel. Because of their faith in God, they are ordered to be thrown into this fire pit, fiery furnace. It was so hot that actually those people who were there throwing these three in, they burned to death. That's how hot it was. Now, when you are in that kind of situation, what do you do? Where can they turn to as they're thrown into this fiery furnace? God with them was present. As three of them are sitting in this fiery furnace, there was the fourth person. God was there keeping them cool so that not a single hair was singed. That's God with us. And we all know the story about little David, who went to fight against the giant of a Goliath. What chance could a small boy with the slingshot have against this giant warrior? How many times do you feel like you are that little David, faced with the situation of a giant, where you feel like there's nothing you can do? So hopeless. But he believed in the Emmanuel, God with him. And he went out boldly. And we all know the story, that David prevailed over the giant. Emmanuel, God with us. So what does it mean for you that God is with you? That God will never abandon you? That God knows what you are going through? That there's nothing in this world that can separate you from that love of God? What does that mean for you today? What does that mean for you this Christmas? God with us is a message for us, and it's for the whole world. And just as we need to hear it, we need to hold on to it through our difficult times. Our world desperately needs to hear this message that God is with them. God is with you. What does that mean in your situation? When life gets hard, what do? As a people of God who are celebrating Christmas, do we give up? Yes? No. Do we swear in anger? No. Do we lash out in hostility? Do we try to find someone to blame? No. Do we give in to bitterness? No. Do we run away? No. Do we hide behind some illness? No. Do we drug ourselves to numb the pain? No. Do we pray? Yes. Do we listen for God? Yes. Do we wait for God? to get involved in our life affairs, in our world. Yes. Because we claim the great Christmas promise of God Emmanuel, God with us. We are given that strength, the courage to take step at a time, to move through our challenges, to move through our difficulties. And we can become that message in the world, letting people know there is hope, there is love, there is peace, because God is with us. I'd like to leave with you a poem. These words were found etched on the walls of a tunnel in a German city after World War II. Some people say these were found in the wall in the concentration camp when our Jewish brothers and sisters were living in that difficult time. And I believe this was written by a person who believed in God Emmanuel, God with them, even through those difficult days, who held on to that promise. And that promise gave him or her the hope and peace and love. I believe in the sun, even when it is not shining. And I believe in love, even when I cannot feel it. And I believe in God, even when He is silent. I believe through any trial there is always a way, but sometimes in this suffering and hopeless despair, my heart cries for shelter, to know someone's there. But a voice rises within me saying, hold on, my child. I will give you strength. I will give you hope. Just stay a little while. I believe in the sun, even when it is not shining. And I believe in love, even when I cannot feel it. And I believe in God, even when He is silent. I believe through any trial, there is always a way. May there someday be sunshine. May there someday be happiness. May there someday be love. May there someday be peace. Because God is with us, there is always, always hope, joy, and peace, no matter what. And thanks be to God for this Christmas promise. Amen.